In the day's other news, Senate Republicans held on to a seat in North Carolina. Incumbent Tom Tillis clinched re-election when his Democratic opponent conceded. The GOP now has 49 seats and expects to hold a seat in Alaska. But both Republican senators in Georgia face runoffs in January. There is stark new evidence of the growing wave of COVID-19 infections. The U.S. today passed 1 million new cases in just the first 10 days of November. In addition, Tulsa, Oklahoma ran out of intensive care beds last night. Minnesota imposed restrictions on bars, restaurants, and social gatherings. And Maryland rolled back indoor dining to 50% capacity today. Meanwhile, limited distribution of a new antibody drug by Eli Lilly begins tomorrow for patients with mild or moderate symptoms. A Vatican investigation has found that sexual abuse by ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was whitewashed by Roman Catholic Church leaders for years. A report released today found that Pope John Paul II and other high officials turned a blind eye to McCarrick's behavior.
We publish the report with sorrow for the wounds that the matter has caused to the victims, their families, the Church in the United States, and the Universal Church. The trust of many faithful people in the Church has been damaged.
McCarrick is now 90 years old. He was defrocked last year. We'll discuss the report in detail later in the program. The Vatican's former ambassador to France, Archbishop Luigi Ventura, went on trial in Paris today on 5 counts of sexual assault. He declined to attend, saying it was too dangerous for him to travel from Rome amid the COVID pandemic. His alleged victims accused Ventura of groping and inappropriate touching. Russian peacekeepers began deploying to Nagorno-Karabakh today after Azerbaijan and Armenia agreed to a ceasefire brokered by Moscow. Azerbaijani forces had made significant gains in the disputed territory, largely inhabited by ethnic Armenians. Protesters in Armenia's capital responded by storming into government buildings overnight, smashing furniture and condemning the ceasefire.
We do not agree with the decision. We will not give them away. We will fight. And we don't want this. We don't want this government in our city and in our motherland.
Armenia's prime minister said that his army urged an end to the fighting that began in September. Azerbaijan's president called the ceasefire a glorious victory. Back in this country, Tropical Storm Eta has drifted away from South Florida, leaving a swath of the region underwater. The storm was stalled today just off western Cuba. It could move north later this week and possibly hit the U.S. Gulf Coast. The European Union filed antitrust charges against Amazon today. Regulators accuse the e-commerce giant of using data from third-party sellers to gain an unfair advantage and to stifle competition. Amazon denies the claims. It faces a potential fine of up to 10% of its annual worldwide revenue. And on Wall Street, for a second day, optimism about a COVID vaccine helped the broader market, but it hurt tech stocks that thrived during the pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained almost 263 points to close near 29,421. The Nasdaq fell 160 points, and the S&P 500 slipped about 5 points. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Supreme Court hears arguments that could decide the fate of the Affordable Care Act. The United States remains starkly divided following a contentious presidential election. The Vatican admits Pope John Paul II promoted a former cardinal despite being warned of his history of sexual abuse, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.